Well, the Proteas will be needing to arrest their current slide in ODI cricket. They've lost 6 matches on the trot going into the Champions Trophy. They couldn't defend over 330 against Pakistan yesterday, which was a concern. Despite missing a few of their frontline seam bowlers, Captain Themba Bavuma says that they need to be more disciplined with the ball.
Wickets are important, making sure that the batters are scoring off good balls. I think that's another thing. I mean, these are top-class batters, so if you're bowling both sides of the wicket, they're going to put you away. You got to try and make their lives as hard as you can. And then I think in the middle, that's really where kind of the game happens. Either you're able to kind of squeeze, dot it up, or at least take wickets.
Well, the Proteas will begin their Champions Trophy campaign next Friday when they take on Afghanistan. In some golf news, Rory McIlroy believes that it's time for the golfing world to unite. The PGA Tour says a meeting with American President Donald Trump moved them a step closer to a deal with the Saudi backers of the rival LIV Golf. McIlroy, once among the biggest opponents to LIV, now says all the players are doing better since their arrival.
Whether you stayed on the PGA Tour or you left, we have all benefited from this. And I've been on the record saying this a lot. We're playing for a $20 million prize fund this week. Like, that would have never happened if LIV hadn't come around.
Well, the Northern Irishmen will play in the Genesis Open that has been moved to San Diego starting today. Then finishing with some football news. It's the next match of the Nedbank Cup Round of 16. Staleys are at home against Polokwane City tonight, looking to advance to the quarterfinals. Last night, SuperSport United became the first team into the last eight with a 2-1 win over Cape Town Spurs. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.